Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we're going to be talking about the experiences that we encounter in our everyday life and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. This week, I was doing some running this past week, and as I was running, I was just thinking and letting my mind kind of roam and wander and see what I came up with. And sometimes I don't love the experience of running. It's hard, and it's kind of not that much fun to me, and it's something that I got to work at a little harder than sometimes I want to get through it, but it's something that it gives me some free time to clear my mind and think about things. And I know that I want to do a couple of events, you know, triathlon and things like that, that I know I need to do this to be able to succeed at those events. And so I keep doing it. But as I was running along and I was thinking about what I was doing it for and kind of what the future looked like and what my outlook is on things, I started just thinking about why do I keep doing the work even when it feels like I'm not making the progress that I want to? When I plateau at some pace for a 3 mile or a 5 mile or a 10 mile run, when I'm plateaued and I just feel like it doesn't matter how hard I push, how hard I run, how hard I'm working at things, it just feels like I'm stuck. And that's something that I've encountered in a thousand other experiences and areas in my life. And I'm sure that some of you have felt the same way, that it doesn't matter how hard it feels like you're working, that you just aren't getting where you want to be. You're stuck. It's not moving forward. It feels like you're never going to move forward. What the heck am I doing here? Why am I trying this? This is so much more work than I need to be doing, and I'm not getting anywhere. And what? Come on, world, give me a hand here. Let me go ahead and get somewhere. And why in the world am I going to keep working at this? Right, I've been exercising every day and eating right and doing all this stuff for a month, and I've only lost 3 pounds, and this is garbage. This is nonsense. This is whatever it is. Or I've been studying my tail off for this license or this test or whatever is coming up in my life. And no matter how hard I study, I feel like I just can't get past this one topic. And God, I am so stuck and I hate this. What am I putting in the work for? What am I doing here? And as I was running along and trying to think through, what am I doing this for, right? I've been running and I've been doing this and I'm still at the same pace. I'm still not where I want to be. I have so far to go in order to be able to do these events. What am I doing this for? And then I remembered, it's because the work counts even when you don't see the progress, right? Even when it feels like you're not making any progress, you are. There's just that little obstacle in your way. And it's just like if you try to accelerate your car and you have the e-brake on, right? Or if there's something in front of you, you're still building up all of that energy and all of that momentum, and you're doing everything that you need to do. And then as soon as whatever that obstacle is breaks loose, as soon as that thing breaks free in your life, that now all of a sudden there's nothing holding you back. If you haven't done the work, then now you have to start building up all of the momentum now, and you lose that opportunity when there's no obstacles in your way to just shoot forward and pick up that opportunity that's in front of you. Where if you're doing the work and you're ready, then when you have that breakthrough, you're going to just launch forward and you're going to feel suddenly like you're making all the progress in the world, and it's going to happen so fast in your life. And it happens like that over and over and over again. And if you're not doing the work already, if you're not doing the work when it's hard and not doing the work even when it feels like you're not making progress, then what you're going to have to do when there's no obstacles, now you're going to have to get started. You're going to have to convince yourself to drag your butt out of bed and do that thing that's hard that's in front of you, to push yourself and do the work. And then you're going to use all of that time where there's nothing blocking blocking you, nothing holding you back. Just trying to teach yourself how to get going on it. Just trying to get started. And you have that opportunity, those windows in your life, those narrow windows where you have nothing holding you back. You have no obstacles and everything is going right. And if you've been doing the work, then now you have the opportunity to shoot forward and make that progress and make huge jumps in a short period of time. And that's why it doesn't have to take a long time to succeed. It takes a lot of effort to succeed, but it doesn't have to take a long time. And if you're putting in all of that effort and you're doing everything that you need to do and you're pushing yourself forward and you're doing the work, then when you have those blockages cleared, then you'll make those huge leaps and bounds in your progress. Because what happens in our life happens in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the things that happen to us and in our lives that we don't have control over, not because of them. We have the opportunity to push ourselves forward. And if we just rely on something good happening, on that good fortune, good luck happening, and that's what we need in order to be successful, we're never going to make it to where we want to be. Sure, we need those moments in order to really catapult ourselves and make those huge progress, but we have to do the work even when it's not that opportunity. When things aren't going right, when things don't feel like you're making any progress, that's where the work needs to happen, because we need to put in that time and energy and effort despite what's happening in our lives, despite what's happening around us. We have to put in that time and energy and effort, or we will never get to where we want to get to, no matter how good the opportunity is around us. If you're not ready for the opportunity, you're going to miss it. If you're not doing the work and you're not pushing forward and leaning into that obstacle and trying to overcome anything that comes into your way, then when the opportunity arises, you're not going to be ready. And then you're going to be trying to catch up and scramble. And when I was in the Marine Corps, we'd always say, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. And if you're in that time where you're trying to catch up because now everything is good, you're not going to be smooth. You're not going to be slow. You're going to be scrambling and running around and jumping over your own tail to get out of your way to try to figure out how to make it work. And you're going to miss that opportunity, and you're never going to capitalize on the opportunities to your best extent. You're going to find yourself scrambling and stumbling and not sure what to do because you haven't been practicing. You haven't been doing the work. You aren't ready for that opportunity if you're not doing the work, even when it feels like it's hard, even when it feels like you're stuck, even when it feels like you're not making progress. That's when you need to do the most work. That's when you need to build up that momentum, build up that force, that energy behind you. So as soon as that obstacle breaks loose, you're going to shoot off and be ready to go and get started and make huge leaps and bounds that nobody else who's in your peer group is going to be able to make, that nobody else that you know is going to be able to make unless they've been doing the work too. And that's the only people that you should also surround yourself with, is people who agree with that, people who are doing the work with you, who encourage you to do the work when you don't feel like it, who you can encourage to do the work when they don't feel like it. Find people who align with that outlook. Find people who want to do the work with you, who want to push and work and keep moving towards their goals, even when it feels like you're not making any progress. Surround yourself with people like that. Find people who support you. Find people who you can support so that you have that extra level of encouragement and motivation to keep doing the things that you do. Because there's one thing that I've found motivates me. It's if I tell other people to do something and then I don't feel like doing it, well, I feel like a real liar, a real kind of not great person. I feel pretty bad about myself if I'm telling somebody else that this is what they should do and then I'm not doing it myself. That's the best motivation for me, is as a reminder that, hey, somebody else is relying on my word, on my example, on my insight to make their decisions. If I'm not going to do the same thing, then who the heck do I think that I am? And so find somebody who will drive you and push you and motivate you just like that, and become the best version of you that you can by keeping on doing the work, even when it feels like the work isn't working. That's all I got for this week. I hope you have a great week. I hope you keep pushing forward and building that momentum in your life, even when it feels like you're not making progress. I promise you are. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom! in your face.